Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
My dear friends, 65 years ago or so when I entered the seminary, I read a two-volume Life of Christ, and it was very well done by a scripture scholar. But when we got to Holy Week, he said, "We have a problem. For 1900 years, we have been unable to reconcile the scriptures with themselves. There are so many contradictions in what happened during Holy Week, no theologian or scripture scholar has been able to figure it out." And we're going to go through it today to give you some ideas to what the problems are and a possible solution. Because, you see, was the Passover, was the Last Supper a Passover meal? It would seem from Scripture that it was. Christ said, "Where would you have us," the apostle said, "Where would you have us prepare the Passover?" And Christ told him, "Go into the village. There's a man there carrying a water jug," which would be very rare. Only women carried the water jugs. Also, they prepared the Passover meal for him. And he said, "I have desired, long desired, to eat this Passover with you." And yet, when we get into John's Gospel, the Jewish people on Good Friday morning would not enter Pilate's courtyard. He had to come out on a veranda on the other side to address them. Because if they went in that courtyard, they would become ritually impure, unkosher, as it were, and they could not eat the Passover meal Friday night. Well, was a Friday night or Thursday night Passover meal? Did they have two Passovers? What was the situation? There are other things, other problems that came up in this idea of a Thursday Last Supper. It was solved in a sense by a theologian, paleontologist, archaeologist, or whatever you call him, named Gerbet from France. Gerbet said in the Dead Sea Scrolls back in 1945, Gerbet said, "We're going to find in these scrolls a calendar which is based on the sun, not the moon. It's going to prove that many of the Jewish people, especially those in this monastery in the desert, had a different calendar, and therefore they would eat the Passover meal on a different night." And everybody thought Gerbet was crazy and made a lot of fun of the idea, because it would have meant that the Passover meal could have been celebrated by many Jews on Tuesday night. We know that in the early church, some of the churches did celebrate the Passover meal on Tuesday night, others on Thursday night. Eventually, about the year 500, the Thursday tradition won out. But now let's take, for example, some of the problems. You see, if you accept the idea that Christ was arrested, had a Passover meal on Thursday night, was arrested at midnight. Now, he has to go before the Sanhedrin. That means he's got to wake up 72 judges, bring them out to court, have them have a trial. They say Christ is guilty. They send him to Pilate. Pilate sends him to Herod. Now, think about it. Jerusalem was crowded. People came in from all over the world to celebrate Passover. For him to go to Pilate, to Herod, and back to Pilate, he couldn't have done it in that time on a motorcycle, to be honest with you. The streets were that crowded. You got a prisoner taken through the streets. You couldn't do it. Then he gets back to Pilate. Pilate condemns him to death, and he goes out to the crucifixion. And Mark says he was crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning. There are other problems. First of all, the Sanhedrin could not meet during darkness. The Sanhedrin could not pronounce a death sentence within 24 hours of the original trial. There had to be a 24-hour cooling-off period. So a Thursday Last Supper seems impossible. But now if we take the idea that there was a Tuesday Last Supper for Christ, he's arrested early Wednesday morning or midnight Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday morning, the Sanhedrin is called. They have the trial. Now there's 24 hours in there, waiting period. Thursday morning, Christ is now condemned to death, and he's sent to Pilate. Pilate finds out that he's from Galilee, so he sends him over to Herod, because Herod wanted to see Christ. So he sees Herod. Herod puts him in prison for Thursday. Friday morning, Christ is taken back to Pilate, condemned to death, and goes out to crucifixion. Now, you've got a number of things there that fit in. The Sanhedrin did not meet at night. The Sanhedrin waited 24 hours for the condemnation. Everything fits in. The rest of the Jews who had a Jewish calendar could then have the Passover meal on Friday night. So everything seems to fit in. It baffled theologians for many, many years, 1900 to be exact. So this is the only logical explanation we've ever had of this. Now, it came with the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, think about it. Those scrolls were the scrolls from a monastery of Jewish monks dating from the year 300 before Christ. They were in caves, rolled up, and in vases and in caves for 1,900 or more years. Trying to unroll the scrolls was almost impossible. It took ages because they fell apart. It was like working a jigsaw puzzle with pictures on both sides, and the pieces were the size of grains of sand and not much bigger. So it took ages to get them lined up. When they finally got them lined up, they discovered that this monastery used a solar calendar. So a solar calendar definitely was in use in Judaism at that time. We're not sure how prevalent it was, but we know it was used, and Christ and his apostles apparently used that calendar. So this, I hope, will make Holy Week a little more sensible when you hear the readings and so on. If you think about the time that Christ did not suffer just from midnight Thursday night to his crucifixion and death at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. Christ was in their captivity for 2 full days and a little more. They could do whatever they wanted to him. They could beat him. They could spit on him, crown him with thorns, whatever. They had a free... They could do anything they wanted. We see prisoners today in some of these countries where they are tortured. How desperate the situation is. We think of our own soldiers who were captives in Vietnam for 6 solid years with that captivity. No hope, no thought that maybe we'll get out of here. The psychological aspect of it is horrible. So Christ was in their captivity for 2.5 days, suffering for us, anything they wanted to do to him. So his suffering was much greater than we had imagined. Now, why haven't we heard more about this? First of all, it took years for the Dead Sea Scrolls to come across this calendar. And they have made it known that the calendar was found and that Christ apparently did actually eat the Passover meal on a Tuesday night. It seems to solve all the problems, but why haven't we heard more about it? Well, one of the reasons may be that Joubert, a paleontologist, scripture scholar, archaeologist, whatever, Joubert was from France, and Joubert was a lady. The male scholars, the scripture teachers and all that for 1900 years who were all men, couldn't figure it out. It took a little French lady to straighten them out. They still don't want to admit it. So I hope this will make the Holy Week a little more meaningful to you.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.